I'll just mention for other listeners who are not here that next to me is Nana from Taiwan, and she is 11 years old, and she has some questions she would like to ask Ajahn and everyone. So would you like to choose one of your questions to ask?
Is reality important?
Very, very important. Otherwise, there's nothing. Like now, so many things, they are real. Important.
What do you think is most important in life?
Again?
One more time. What do you think is most important in life?
Right understanding of whatever appears.
You can say why.
Why?
Do you understand what is now?
Seeing.
Yes, do you understand seeing?
And hearing.
Do you understand hearing?
Yes.
You live without understanding, but you think that you understand. So tell me what is seeing, if you know.
Just seeing.
Seeing sees. Is it you who see?
Just seeing.
So seeing is not me? Really?
Yeah.
So who sees? Now who sees?
Just see.
Good, very good.
Ajahn asked her if she can see her father.
You ask?
Can you see your father?
I'm here.
Just seeing.
No, Nana cannot see. And can seeing see Daddy?
No, just thinking.
Just thinking.
Yeah. New member. Dhamma. Anika. Dhamma home.
Would you like to choose another question?
Can you tell me more about reality?
Yes. Touch this.
This?
Yeah, touch. Is it real?
It's like little bit hot.
Yes, so it's a reality. Whatever appears at moment of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, all are realities. So real. Can you make reality to arise?
No.
Good, very good. Good teacher. You.
And what else is touched?
Hot.
And what else?
Warm.
Warm.
Together?
Warm and hot.
Together?
At the same moment or different moments?
Different.
Good.
And what is heard now?
Sound.
Is it you who hear sound?
Just hear.
Hearing. So what are you, or who are you?
Is there any you?
Looking.
No.
No you? Mm. So if there is no you, what is there?
It's life.
Life? And what is life? This morning, did you ride a bicycle?
No, just touching.
Touching.
And seeing and hearing.
No, Nana who rode a bicycle.
No.
Good.
I have a question for Nana. What's the difference between hearing and sound?
first hear and the second you know sound.
Hearing hears sound, right?
Yeah.
So hearing experiences sound. Hearing knows sound. Does sound know anything?
No.
No. So they are both are realities, but they are different kinds of reality. One experiences or knows something. That's hearing, for example. And the other, sound, doesn't know anything. Is that right? Can we say that?
We can say hearing hears and sound is heard. Is that
yeah.
right? Yes. Mm-hmm. And do you have any more questions you would like to ask? For it, John? Which one do you like?
Did the Buddha teach about reality?
Yes. Very short question.
Is it true there is no person?
Is it true?
That there is no person.
Yeah, I asked you.
She would like to ask you, is it true?
True.
Yes. You can answer that.
Why is it true?
Because it's just reality.
Just reality, yes.
Don't forget all you have answered.
Okay, I think you answered them all. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very Next
good
time.
Indeed. Yes, yeah. Very, very good. One of our Thai friends was saying, oh, this hearing and seeing, now what else? And Nana told her, oh, don't forget smelling.
Oh, I
and
see.
Tasting.
Yeah.
And what does tasting taste?
Sweet and sour, salt or meat.
Very good.
Does it taste mangoes or?
No.
No.
What is mango?
Thinking.
And what about while dreaming at night time?
Thinking.
And what about, Sukhin said, what happens at night time when there's no dreaming? So what about when there's no dreaming?
No dreaming. It's another seeing and hearing and touching and thinking.
Why do you say that it's anatta? What is anatta? Why it is anatta?
I don't know anatta.
She said another, didn't she?
Another. Because she has learned that if it's not thinking, there's seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. That also sometimes, like when one's in a very deep sleep and no dreaming, then sometimes no seeing or hearing or smelling or tasting or touching, but life still continues on. One another, citta, we use the word citta, one moment or citta at a time. But that was a very difficult question you asked you.
Is this moment life?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What life is this moment?
Hearing.
Good. How long does she learn?
Just a little bit yesterday and today, and also her father has talked to her a little bit too. But this morning at breakfast we had quite a bit of discussion, yes. And I asked her, you can ask her if it's interesting. Yes.
Are you interested to listen to the Dhamma?
Yeah.
Very good.
Yes.
Yeah. Please ask her.
And thinking is real? Is thinking real?
No.
Thinking.
Thinking.
You said there is seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and thinking. And the thinking thinks about mango and daddy and mommy, and but these are not. These are just thinking, right?
Yeah.
And are they real?
Things fake.
What thinking thinks about, is it real?
No.
No.
And the thinking is real.
Thinking is real.
Yeah. Oh, too many. Too many things. I don't know.
Okay, I think we give her a little rest. That's very good, Nana. That's very
yes, 100%.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Would she like to listen?
Would you like to stay here? Maybe a little bit difficult, or what? I told her she can stay for 15 minutes. Would you like to have a rest now?
I would like to say.
No. Okay, will you just stay here, and then if you want to go and have a walk, or you just do whatever you like.
Okay.
You just do whatever you like, or whatever your heart would like.
Maybe just feel mad, and then you do.
And if you don't understand anything, please ask.
Nina, you were saying that you enjoy hearing the basics and the beginnings. Would you say a little bit? Why you enjoy it so much?
Yes. I find that it helps all of us all the time, because we tend to forget there is seeing and there is hearing, but there is also thinking, and we tend to forget about reality so often. So when I hear about the basic things, I think basic is always good for everybody to realize that it is the truth of realities, and not being forgetful, and that there is no person here, not now in the room, is thinking. But how often we forget, and we are taken away by the stories about people, and then there is attachment and ignorance all the time, so we cannot be reminded enough.
And why do we have to begin again and again?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We are in a sick ignorance, darkness.
Because it's not the direct understanding yet.
Right.
That's why we talk more and more about seeing, so that one day it will be moment of direct object with right understanding. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because even touching now is real. No understanding, no matter how many times there's touching.
Mm-hmm.
But when there's understanding, it's intellectual understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Until it is moment which touch with right understanding. So we talk a lot about realities, but it's not moment of understanding that which is now, which is real. It's not self. So in Tipitaka, full of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, thinking, very natural.
It is so helpful that you explain to us all the time this moment of touching, or this moment of thinking, the present moment.
until its direct understanding of that by conditions, not at anyone's will, otherwise wrong, because there is the idea of I can do, or I am doing, or I'm concentrating on the object, or I am being aware, but actually it has to be no I. Otherwise, it's not the way to eradicate the idea of self. Only when everything is conditioned from moment to moment.
So we forget all the time that it is not I who is studying the Dhamma, not I who is listening, not I who learns about realities. And you remind us of that. Very good.
Yeah. Can we say that until the satchayana is strong, we need to be divided again?
And we need more to not only that stage. Never enough until arahata, becoming arahata. Even arahata listened to the Buddha.
Yes, yes, I remember.
Do you have one word you would like to talk about today?
The world.
The world, okay.
Oh, it's a good subject, I love
Let's
it.
Let's talk about the world.
Yeah.
Are you in the world?
Do you know the English word, the world?
Yeah.
Are you in the world?
No.
No.
So where are you?
Is there any you to be anywhere?
No.
No, no you in anywhere.
So no you, no world. What is there now?
Reality.
Good.
Such as what kind of reality now?
Hearing.
So really, at this moment, can we say hearing is the world? Well, we can say hearing is the reality anyway, can we?
Yeah.
Yes.
Why do you think we think about the world? We think about the world, right? We usually think about the world. You must have said we're living in the world. Right? Before you hear Dhamma, we talk like that.
He's asking you, he says that before you heard about reality, then before that, there is the idea, I am living in Taiwan, I am living in the world. Why do we usually think like that? Okay. Why do we usually think, I am living in Taiwan?
I don't know.
Just because of just thinking in that way. Because before we heard about reality, there was the idea that I is real, but now we know no I that is real. Is that correct?
Correct.
But we will still think about living in the world because they will still be thinking. But we understand a little bit better what is real and what is just thinking. Or what is the object of thinking? What is real and what is just thought about?
What is the world?
In terms of reality, what is the world?
Oh, in your thought?
I don't know.
Pardon?
She doesn't know.
I see. Do you know the world?
The half world.
Do you know the world?
Excuse me.
World, the word world, you know what the world means.
Mm.
Yes, she knows what the world means.
So is there a world?
No.
Where is it?
I don't know.
It's now.
So this is another way to talk about the world. One way is the old way when we think about Taiwan and Thailand and different places, we think of this as the world. But we are talking about reality. Then at this moment, seeing is the world, hearing is the world. So we can say there are different worlds in reality at each moment. So this is another way to consider the world different from before. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So this kind of world, this reality of world, like seeing or hearing, does it change all the time? Does it fall away and
yes.
change? Yes. Because when there is seeing, is there the world of hearing?
No.
No.
So what world is moment of seeing?
Excuse me.
Her question is, what world is the world of seeing?
Just seeing.
Just seeing.
Mm. So seeing is the world, right?
Mm.
Without seeing, there's no world.
Right.
So seeing itself is a world.
Yeah.
And what else is a world?
Other reality.
Yes, but what are they?
Hearing.
So hearing is a world,
yeah.
right?
Mm.
So how many worlds are there?
Lots of.
Seeing, hearing,
Tasting,
Smelling.
Touching, and thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Six.
So are you the world?
No.
How many worlds are there?
Six.
Yeah. Which world is now?
Which world is now?
Hearing.
And?
Hearing.
Any other world?
Seeing.
And?
Touching.
And?
Thinking.
Okay. So you know the world now.
So you know the world now. You know what the world really is now.
Is the world permanent?
Does it stay the same?
No.
So the world is not permanent?
Yeah.
Does it arise
like seeing is a world, and seeing doesn't last, it changes. So can we say that seeing arises?
Yeah.
Good.
It's difficult. What it means is because seeing doesn't last for an instant, we could say it comes and then it sees and then it goes. Or we could say it arises and it sees the visible object, and then it goes immediately. Very short, very quick. Is that true?
True.
It's seeing now.
Yeah.
Stay for long?
Does it stay for long?
No.
How short it is?
How short is seeing?
Looking up for help.
really short.
Really short. Really good answer.
How short?
Yeah.
He's so cute.
And when there isn't seeing, when seeing has fallen away or gone, then what is real?
Hearing is real.
Yes.
That's
touching.
Does hearing stay long?
Does hearing stay long?
No.
How short is hearing?
Really, really short.
Mm-hmm. So there's no you.
So is there any you?
No.
Yes and no.
No.
So who's there?
Reality.
Yeah.
And is hearing shorter than
seeing?
Even shorter.
Huh?
Even shorter.
Now you know. And if there is no Nana, who is listening to a jam?
Just hearing.
I didn't get it.
Just hearing. Just hearing, and then after hearing, there is
seeing
and thinking.
Thinking.
And after thinking,
touching the chair.
And after touching,
thinking.
And after thinking,
seeing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And who is seen over there?
Just seeing.
Just seeing. And what does seeing see?
See. Just seeing.
Just what is seen. Just what is seen, we can say. Just what is visible. What is seen. Like hearing hears sound, just sound. And seeing sees just what is seen. We can call it visible object. Just that which is visible. Why is there the idea of my mummy?
Thinking.
And why is there the idea of my mummy and not my daddy? Thinking.
Thinking.
And can we say because of a memory? Thinking, yeah. And memory.
Is memory real?
No, just reality.
Just reality. If there is no memory, can there be thinking, this is my mummy?
No.
So there must be memory, is that right?
Yeah.
So what is real is reality, a reality, right?
Reality.
What is real is a reality, one reality at a time.
We can say that what is real in life is one reality after another. So what is real is seeing. Seeing is a reality. Hearing is a reality. So what is real in life is
reality.
Reality.
What kind or what the reality that you like?
Maybe tasting.
Tasting.
Tasting?
What does she like?
Tasting.
Tasting.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of taste do you like?
Salt.
Salty taste.
I see.
What about seeing? Do you like seeing?
Seeing.
Do you like seeing?
Yeah.
Yes. You wouldn't like to be without seeing, would you?
No.
No. We want to go on seeing different things. Do we want to go on seeing different things all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we like seeing. But
yeah.
Different, not the same as liking the food, is it?
Yeah.
Because liking the food is quite obvious, but liking seeing, we have to think about it. But if we think about it, then we realize that, yes, we want to go on seeing.
For example, if we woke up one day and we couldn't see anymore, if there was no more seeing, then we wouldn't be very happy, would we?
No.
No. So actually, we love seeing.
Anything.
So actually, we love seeing. And Su Kin suggests if there was no seeing, you might not even want to taste your food anymore.
Okay.
So actually we love seeing and we love hearing and we love tasting. We love everything in life. We love bring all kinds of realities.
Yeah.
You like to listen to music?
Yeah.
So you like hearing also?
Yeah.
And what about thinking, like thinking about your daddy or thinking about going on your bicycle? Do you like thinking?
Yeah.
So is like reality, liking reality?
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you like better, seeing and tasting?
Yeah.
Which one is better?
Maybe seeing.
So liking is real, liking is reality. And what about when you don't like something, when you don't like the food or don't like what is seen or heard? Sometimes is there disliking? Not liking?
Yeah.
So is disliking, not liking, is that real?
Just thinking.
Thinking, but sometimes there is thinking with liking, like if you think about going on a bicycle ride, there's thinking with liking, isn't there? What about if there's thinking about having to tidy your room? Maybe it's thinking with not liking. So is liking real?
Yeah.
Liking is real. And disliking, the opposite of liking, when you feel a bit unhappy, is the disliking real?
Yeah.
Yes. So many different realities.
What do you dislike?
Dislike when Dad is angry something.
When Dad is angry. So at that moment, the thinking is real, and is the disliking real?
Yeah.
Yes, very real. And is Dad, who is angry, real?
No.
No, just thinking. Just thinking with dislike.
Dad is angry. Dad is real or not?
No.
Dad is angry real or not?
No.
Angry is real?
Angry is real, Dad is not.
Oh, right, not real for
yeah,
you.
Not
that's
thinking,
right.
Yeah. And so when there's thinking about Dad is angry and you feel rather sad and unhappy because Dad is not real and Dad's anger, it's just thinking. So what is the problem at that moment? Is the problem Dad is angry or is the problem thinking and being unhappy?
Thinking
and being unhappy. So next time Dad is angry, you can remember it's just sounds and the real problem is thinking and being unhappy. Is that correct?
Correct.
Do you also angry?
You had to ask her.
Maybe a little bit. A little bit sometimes.
Why do you have to ask anyone?
Little bit. Because Dad is angry, so I'm angry too.
Are you ever naughty?
Maybe.
Do you ever have a bad mood?
Do you ever feel unhappy or a bit, little bit cross? Like, do you ever look like this?
Almost angry every day. Because he's almost angry every day, too.
Okay, she's sometimes angry.
Right. And can you? Give as good as she gets.
Yeah.
What about you?
What?
Daddy.
Me what?
Is angry. And what about you?
I'm angry too.
Is that good? A moment of anger.
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah. Is it good or not good when you're angry?
Not good.
Mm-hmm. Can you not angry?
No.
Why not? Why not?
Why can you not be angry?
Because sometimes I didn't do anything and then he angry. I'm really angry too. And
sometimes she hasn't done anything wrong and Dad's angry, so then she's very angry. So can one just say that when there is something happens or there is a cause, then actually it's not I who decide to be angry, but at that moment when there is that cause, suddenly you feel angry. Is that right?
Yeah.
If you taste something that you like, can you stop liking it? Can you stop? Yeah. If you taste something you like, can you not like it?
If you eat something very delicious, like a strawberry, is it possible not to like it?
No.
No, because very quickly, as soon as there is that tasting, there is liking straight away. Is that right?
Yeah.
And the same thing.
And if you taste something you don't like, can you stop not liking it?
No.
No. So when something makes you angry, can you stop the anger?
No.
No. And when something makes Daddy angry, can he stop the anger?
No.
No.
And can we say that the reason that we cannot stop it or we cannot make it different is because actually there is no Nana and no Sarah and no Jonathan, no one who can make anything happen?
Yeah.
Yes.
So being angry is not good? Right? Just now Achan asked you to be angry. Is it good?
No.
No. So sometimes when Daddy is angry with you, you're not angry back. That is possible? Can that happen?
Yes.
And that is good?
Good?
Yes. If you're not angry, when your daddy is angry and you're not angry, is that good?
Good.
So not every time Daddy is angry, you have to be angry.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You can say to him, it depends on causes and conditions then, because no one who can decide, no one who can choose. Tell him.
Too long. I can't remember.
You tell him there is no self, no Nana.
No self, no Nana.
And you dealt back to Sarah, there's no self, no Nana.
This is a difficult question. Why is it good not to be angry?
It's thinking, but it's just thinking is good if you're not angry.
So that's correct, that when it's thinking which knows whether it's good or not good. But can we say that there are some realities which are good? Like, for example, when you are kind and look after Nina or your mother, can one say that when there is kindness, that kindness is a good reality?
I'm just thinking good.
Just thinking it's good, okay. So what we're saying is that, I'll explain to you, we're saying that some realities in life even though it's only reality, some realities are good realities. For example, at moments when you are helping Nina and there is kindness, or when you're trying to help your mother, then those are good realities. And some realities are not good realities, such as when there is anger. Anger is not a good reality, because no one likes anger, like you don't like your dad's anger and he doesn't like your anger. So anger is not a good reality. So even though they are just reality, some realities are good and some realities are not good. Can you think of any more good realities? So being kind is a good reality. Anything else?
Helping people.
Helping is very good. And can you think of any more bad realities? So anger is a bad reality. Any other bad realities?
Lying.
Lying is a bad reality. Very good. Very good.
What about liking and disliking? Do you think they are good or bad or neither?
It's everyone thinking.
Everyone thinking.
Is like real?
Like real?
Is liking real?
Yeah.
So it's not only thinking.
For example, liking what is seen or liking what is tasted. The liking is real, you just said it's real. So if the liking is real, it's not thinking. So liking is another reality, different from thinking.
Oh.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sometimes you like this and you don't like that. You're thinking about something you like, you're thinking about something you don't like. There is a difference, right? The difference is one is like and one is dislike. So both are thinking, but one thinking with like, one thinking with dislike. And like and dislike are real, right?
Okay, we have a little rest.
Is there a bird?
No. Sound.
Why is there the idea of a bird?
Thinking.
Is that reality, your dad?
Thinking.
Mm-hmm. So from now on, whenever there is the idea Dad is angry, you know it's only thinking. Only visible object and thinking. Thinking that my dad is mad or my dad is happy or my dad is this or that. Just thinking about an idea of what has been heard or seen. Is that correct?
Correct.
What do you like to do now? Rest.
Are you tired?
Little bit.
Is that real? Feeling tired. Is that real?
Maybe real.
Yes, because sometimes not feeling tired. So there is difference.
It's a little bit of a difficult one, isn't it? Because there may be a little bit of bodily experience, or maybe heat or cold, or maybe a little bit of unpleasant feeling, and then there's thinking, oh, I feel so tired. So I think that's quite a difficult question. Some reality and some thinking, perhaps.
Thank you. Good teacher.
Good teacher. She's fortunate to have this
opportunity.
And for us too.
And many years later she can listen to it.
It's her own thinking about the answer.
And one has to have the interest. So yes. She was interested to discuss more with me this morning, and but it has to begin. So because people often ask, how do you begin to teach the newcomers? It has to begin with reality now from the very beginning.
So we were discussing the world. We were discussing the world.
Each moment crumbling away, each reality crumbling away, never to come again.
Yeah.
So that's why we learn the world's end is right now.
So the meaning of the world's end again? The world's end. The meaning of the world's end?
Well, the world's end, the meaning in the suttas is the end of samsara, so when there's no more seeing or hearing, but we can also say it's the world's end right now, because seeing never occurs again, hearing never occurs again. So people look for the world's end, but actually the world's end is the here and now, reality arising and falling away now.
In the absolute sense, what's the world?
What appears?
That which arises and falls away. Opposite of Lokutra.
Opposite of Lokutra.
Lokiya and Lokutra. Loka is whatever arises and falls away. Because if nothing arises, there's no world. But since there are conditions for many, many things to arise. So there are many things in the world. Actually, each one is our world.
Is it correct that one can talk about the world's end both in terms of realities now falling away and also the end of samsara,
the end of that which arises and
that
falls
which
away.
At the end of that which arises and falls away.
So it's the end of that which arises and falls yes. away so is end of samsara.
Of falling away, it ends.
So at this moment, too.
Each world ends. When it falls away.
And what about the Lokuttara Dhammas, the Maggacittas, which arise and fall away because they are Lokuttara, but still they arise and fall away?
Whatever arises, falls away, is a world.
It's a world.
But since it has Nibbana as its object, so it's Lokuttara, not Lokiya world.
Lokuttara, the word world is used with Lokuttara also?
And each reality which arises and falls
but
away.
But Lokottara does not arise and fall away.
Each citta, each Lokiya, each reality arises.
Okay, Lokottara as in Lokottara citta and chaitasika.
Each reality arises and falls away is the world.
The word for world is in the word Lokottara.
Be above the world.
And Nibbana is Lokottara Dharma. So it's a world. And the meaning of
Nibbana
world is rising.
Nibbana does not
away.
Arise, so it can't be a world.
Lokottara means beyond the world, right? So a Lokottara Dharma is beyond the world, the mundane world.
What are the realities that don't actually touch the sense doors? Like visible object doesn't touch. This touches, but visible object doesn't actually touch the sense door, does it?
You're talking about parsa or what?
Well, I just recall what made me think of it was that suddenly I got a smell of the flowers, and I remember recall somewhere that some of the objects of the senses don't actually touch.
What she's talking about are the far and near objects experienced through the senses.
So that's near.
So what's the meaning of far and near, Rupakanda? What is the far rupa and what is near rupa?
It's what can be seen, heard, touched, smelled, and tasted, and the five pasada rupa, and that's the near rupa. All the other rupas are far, right? Yeah, near.
The ones you just mentioned, those five sense door rupas, they are the Kojara rupas, but some of them are near and some are far, as I understand it.
Near rupa is the seven Visaya rupa you said, so plus. The five pasada rupas, 12. 12 rupas are near, and for 8. And the rest are far. That's what I remember, but I might well be wrong.
I get the impression that they're talking about different things.
Right, it is, yes. Far and near then wasn't the correct word. What she was talking about were those tangible objects that directly impinge and those which don't directly impinge.
Like visible object hardness and taste is near, hardness is near. Visible object is and sound. I'm not sure about smell. There's a difference.
Yeah.
The word is
sapatika. What do you see? Thank you, Lina. Rupas can be classified in many ways. Anyway, one of the classifications, rupas can be classified as rupas which strike each other. Sapattika rupa. Rupas, namely the five pasada rupa that are impinged on by the objects, and the seven visaya rupa, the objects that impinge. And then of course you've got asapattika rupa, the other 16 rupas that do not impinge and are not impinged on.
Could you read about the meaning of khanda? please. I'm confused here. It's there, Kanda. What? Yeah, they explain about this is in Kanda. The explain of near and far and everything is in Kanda section.
That's on the section on Kanda.
The meaning of Kanda. What are Kandas? What is meant by Kanda? What is classified by Kanda?
Okay, just a moment. So we've got different Kanda. We've got Kanda Parinibbana. And actually, no, it's interesting.
Five Kandas.
Yeah, the way it's in the index, it's not so clear.
It has it in, I know, in Abhidhammata Sangaha, the details. And what was your question about it anyway?
My question was, which one is far and which one is near? So you've answered that. Yes. Because if the visible object actually hits the eye...
That's not the answer for this question. It has to be the Kanda and the 11.
And Nina will remember them too, far, near, subtle and gross.
Just the word near and far, outside, inside and so on. But we have to understand better, follow the book. In the commentary, I think, about Kanda.
Shall we carry on with another topic while he's looking for it? In the Abhidhammata Sangaha and the Samoha Vinodini, it gives... Just while he's looking at it, can I ask something else?
Yes.
Can we talk a little bit more about the four sampajanyas? Every time we discuss it, it becomes a little clearer but not so obvious. So if we talk in terms of reality only, so the first sampajanya, satika sampajanya, which refers to the benefit of any good, but we're talking about it under satipatthana. So satika sampajanya, so can we talk about it as referring to the benefit of right understanding and awareness? Is this
just understand what its benefit is, satika sampajanya? Mm.
But in this aspect, we're talking about it in under satipatthana and
other things too. It's quite wide.
Yes,
broad.
But in this context of the Satipatthana Sutta, for example, and talking about sampajanya is defined as the right understanding,
which knows what its benefit. Satika is the benefit.
That what knows the knowledge of what is benefit. But is it not particularly referring to the knowledge of what is the benefit
it's
of the path? Or
very broad.
Very broad.
From the very beginning.
Okay. What is the benefit of any kusala, for example? Any kusala at all? Like we were talking about, what's the benefit of being kind? Or what is
stage
the
by stage.
Stage by stage. And sabbaya sampajanya, the understanding of what is suitable, and in terms of realities, the object that is suitable for understanding, because in daily life, like in Thai, you might talk about what is sapai when it's the right
so it's broad taste. Too.
So it's broad too.
Yeah.
Not just
from daily life.
From what is good medicine or what is good
what
food.
Kind of medicine should be taken for this and that.
That.
Yeah. So whether there should be the blanket in such temperature and
right. What is how much it's suitable for her to sit here or something like this. So why in the context of the Satipatthana Sutta, when we're talking about the four sampajanyas, why would one have such a broad context right from the very beginning?
If there is no knowledge of these at all, can there be higher knowledge?
If there's no knowledge conventionally of what is suitable, then no conditions for development of right understanding. Because if one's sick or one doesn't eat, then so all included. And gotra sampajanya, the right object. So I think of it as the right object of right understanding. So reality, as we were talking about, but is this broader also?
Usually it means the right object for just developing understanding.
So this one is not broad, it's just like when we talk about Upanisya Gocharara, the right object that can be understood.
This is the way it said in Tipitaka or commentary, just one word, so broad or very... Yeah.
Depending on the... So, I mean, because we know Gocharā, pasture, can be a broad term, but in this context it's just the object of reality.
The right object, you said?
That is so right object for development.
So that's a reality, you mean a reality, not a concept.
So reality is not just the word, understanding it.
Understanding.
As not self.
The object which can be understood, leading to more understanding. The object of Satipatthana. And Asamoha Sampajanya refers to the understanding without moha, so the right understanding. So here, is it referring particularly to the direct understanding of that reality? So could one say, referring to these four sampajanyas, it is like a kind of gradation, because if there's no understanding of the benefit of what is good, then there wouldn't be the knowing of what is sapaya or suitable. And without knowing
and
what
that's is all the function of panya.
All the function.
To know worldly and also the dhamma.
And can one say without knowing what is suitable, then there won't be understanding of the right object. Mm-hmm. And without understanding the right object, there won't be the understanding without ignorance. So it's
because you see that this is the usual meaning of Sampajanya, but in Sampajanya Sutta, Sariputta talk, what is Sampajanya?
Yes.
The three characteristics.
Right.
See? So it's more particular.
Yes. Yes. So it can be not broader just one or more specific.
Can you repeat it? I
remember there is that sutta, the Sariputta Sutta, which talks about Sampajanya, and then in that context, I think it's in Anguttara, I can't remember, I think it's in Anguttara Nikaya, and it refers to the three sampajanyas, referring to the understanding of lakkhana, three characteristics.
And the sutta is sapaya sampajanya.
Sapaya sampajanya. It has a different title in English. Yes.
It doesn't mean that nothing at all, and then there can be condition for awareness and right understanding. Mm. So when we read, we have to know what stage and what it's all about. Like one word samadhi includes all, not just only sati of the Eightfold Path.
Right. And so it depends on the context. I'm surprised, though, that in the context of the Satipatthana Sutta, where it's just referring to the direct understanding and awareness of realities, and where Sampajanya has already been defined as the right understanding of reality, that still it's talking in the broader context, like just what is suitable, the wool or the
water. Yeah, that's why we can understand different meanings of sapaya.
Depending on the level of understanding.
About the right object for Satipatthana Gocharā, Sampajanya. I would like to hear more about it or understand this a little more. What is the right object? I would say any object, because Asita was saying no concept, but more than that, about the object, it has to be the right object. So any object that appears.
Well, it would have to be reality, because it's any object which is the right object for the development of Satipatthana. So cup is not the right object, but... No. Sound or visible object, that which can be understood. Yeah. if there is understanding.
Yeah. But Ajahn said not just no concept, but more than that. It has to be the right object about realities. But I would think all realities, whatever.
I think she meant if there is understanding, like, for example, if someone is in the room and they hear about visible object and sound, but there's no understanding, so it's not the right object. So it's the object which is understood, so that understanding can accumulate the right object for understanding at that moment.
Whatever, I think, whatever appears. And it's
whatever appears. Whatever appears that can be known if there is that accumulation of understanding.
Yes.
Because it's like Upanisya Gotra, so it refers to the accumulation of understanding of that object, which is accumulated for understanding to develop more and more. And that's exactly why we hear so much about seeing and visible object and hearing and sound, so that the understanding of those realities can be accumulated, and that is the right object.
Would you like to summarize the discussion on the Sampajanyas?
The first one is Satika Sampajanya, and it refers to the benefit of any good, so the benefit of any kusala from the very beginning, like we were talking to Nana about kindness, if it's good or why is it good, so the benefit of any good, and leading to the benefit of right understanding of reality in particular. So it's broader, but also includes the benefit of development of the path. And the second one, Sabaya Sampajanya, refers to what is suitable, also beginning in a very broad way of what is suitable in daily life, like having the right amount of blankets on the bed, taking the right medicine, like if it's not the right medicine for the knee, then the knee gets aggravated, and drinking the right hot liquid, or just knowing in daily life what is suitable, right through to the deeper meaning of what is suitable for the development of the path, what is the way that the path can develop, like listening here, considering, hearing more about the teachings is suitable for the development of understanding, so broader and deeper meaning. And the third one, Gotra Sampajanya, refers specifically to what is the right object of the path, the right object of Satipatthana. So it has to be reality that appears now, that can be known as Gotra, so that the understanding can accumulate. And the last one, Asamoha Sampajanya, refers to the understanding not having ignorance of those realities. Asamoha, not with moha, Asamoha Sampajanya.
Be like with that Gotra Sampajanya, we say the right object. Why do we add that can be known by Panya? Why is it not just understood? No, maybe
Panya knows that.
Pardon?
Panya knows what is the right object for Panya understanding.
Knows that right object.
It's not putto. Oh, seeing.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Can be that. So it's the right object now that can be known by Panya.
Panya knows that object as a reality, that is right object.
I can see why you say each word, know what each word, right. Because it's really, I've skipped over these mm-hmm. before and you yeah. just go, oh yeah, I know that. But I don't know that at all.
Or just knowing the name, not the way it is. Like the word Indriya, how can only these be Indriya and the other not Indriya, see? They're all Dhamma, but why some are Indriya and some are not?
And the answer is?
Because they are Indriya. Like Chakkhunsi, see? The ibis is Indriya. And what is the meaning of Indriya?
Faculty.
Oh. Indriya.
Controlling faculty is often a leader. Leader.
Indriya is a leader.
Leading, leading faculty. Yeah.
And what is Indriya? Kindra?
Yeah, like relating to God, Indra, the ruler, the top person.
Or we can we see the chief or
yeah, the controller.
Yeah. Like the ibis. Without it, seeing cannot arise. So it is Indra, it's like to be great or like among all the birds. What bird is the head or the great one?
But this is why yeah, we use
leader, or leading faculty.
Uh-huh. The eagle, right? Among all the birds.
The eagle.
Is what?
The chief or
the... Right, that is the meaning of Indriya. So at moment of seeing, the ibis must be the chief. One and the other, like what can be Indriya, like citta is also Indriya, Manindriya. Without citta, citta-sika cannot rise, even panya. So they are all under the Indriya Pajya. 22 Indriya, but only 20 is only 20 realities are Indriya. Indriya Pajya. Only 20, but there are 22 Indriya. And what the two that cannot be?
Pajya.
Uh-huh. Indriya. Femininity, masculinity cannot be Pajya. When we talk about Pajya, it is very, the chief of having the characteristic appear as man, male or woman, but it doesn't condition any.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So it is not Pajya, but it mm-hmm. is Indriya,
yeah, yeah.
But it's not Indriya Pajya. That's why one word at a time, just Indriya. So what are the 10 Indriya? 20 Indriya.
The sex, male or female, and not Chaya. It's like Svanya or Virya. Each in their own field are Indriya.
So when we have Panya, it's also an Indriya. And Sati. A leader, each in their own field.
What else?
Yeah, Jam's asking what 20 she wants.
I was going to ask about
20.
Eye, ear, nose, tongue, body sense. So
five.
Five. Master. No, I wasn't naming them. I was just going to ask about these. I was going to ask.
Her questions.
You're answering Achan's question now.
I'm not answering Achan's question.
She's waiting for the answer.
I'm answering by way of questioning. I'm questioning that. My question is.
Answer.
So.
He wants the answer first, please.
No mind. You can answer. I don't know the others.
But what is indriya? We
that's what I'm going
to
ask.
With
I'm
what
gonna
is
ask,
it?
That's what I'm going
to
ask.
In order to understand.
So when we say that the eye, ear, nose, tongue, indriya, what does it mean?
Indriya. What is it? What is the meaning of indriya? Before we think about eye, ears, nose, tongue. What the word means?
What I just heard. What means does the word chief? Mean? Chief, so I was wondering, mm-hmm. when we say eye, ear, nose, tongue,
what,
mean,
is chief,
what does chief mean?
What is chief at moment of seeing?
That's what I'm saying, it'd be the eye.
The eye is the chief.
Right.
And what else?
At the moment of seeing?
Yes.
I don't know.
Manindriya, which means chitta.
Chitta. So seeing is also chief.
Chitta is always manindriya. Okay. So chief, like the chief.
Okay. Now you can answer. The rest of the
there are four together at moment of seeing, the Chakkhupasada and the visible object and the Manindriya and the Dhamma, including Chetasikas. But
the meaning of chief is what? Leader. But there's so many leaders.
It's all right. It's all right. Because leader of that part, of that group.
Each is a leader in its own right, in its own way.
Squabble amongst themselves.
Like a kingdom, different kingdoms.
Yeah, exactly.
And what's the significance of leadership?
Indriya.
Yeah.
Without it, it's impossible for the Pachupanna to arise.
So there can never be one leader?
In its own sway, or its own, what you call, group, or what?
Own sphere.
Own sphere.
Okay, so we've got the five sense prasada rupas, and we've got the, well, the chittas are under manindriya, so...
It's still indriya.
Each chitta is manindriya. We can't skip so many like that. We've got the five prasada rupas, we've got the...
Objects.
Seven objects.
Cannot be indriya.
Visible object we said was
not,
said,
indriya.
Not indriya. No, I thought
only
that was
prasada is indriya.
Five prasada rupas.
It does not anything. It does feel anything. It's just it.
Manindriya, masculinity, femininity, and then we've got quite a few chaita seekers like panindriya, satindriya.
Yeah, but if you think in terms of five, it's easy, like
okay.
Five kinds of feeling.
Okay.
Each feeling is indriya. So because the other chaita seekers just has the same as it at the moment of sadness, all chaita seekers is not happy.
Feeling, you're saying feeling has more influence on the other chetasikas than the other chetasikas.
That's why it is Vedanaganda and also indriya for each feeling, each kind of feeling. So kindriya, tukindriya, ubekindriya, somanasinsi indriya, domanasinsi indriya. Vedana is very important. It's great. It's chief. All jetasikas
depend on it. Looks like sad or happy or what? Ten together?
Ten.
And what else?
So you're a faculty
Sukindriya. Sukindriya.
The chief.
But your name is Sukindriya. The five Indriya. Saddha, Vriya, Sati, Samadhi and Panya. Altogether 15. Male and female. 12. It is Indriya, but not Indriya Pachya.
Yeah, right.
Chivit Indriya. What else? How many are there?
18.
And Chivit Indriya is Indriya.
Very
and
important.
It's called Chivit Indriya because it's Indriya.
Right.
Therefore, Jivit Indriya Rupa is also Indriya?
Two kinds.
So this does Jivit Indriya include
both kinds? Then?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, both
kinds. So we can't add another one. Can you
because you see
no,
that
only one.
Without the Jivit Indriya, Rupa cannot be living one. Like puppet or whatever. Even it looks exactly like the same, but it's not without the Chivitindriya.
But Chan, when we say it looks exactly like the same, we're talking about seeing, right? So seeing does not really know. It just experiences visible object. It would not see Chivitindriya anyway.
Seeing is Manindriya, but Chakku is Chakkundriya.
But just now you said you were trying to explain the difference between Rupas conditioned by Jivitindriya and Rupas that are accompanied by Jivitindriya, Kalapas accompanied by Jivitindriya, and Kalapas that are not accompanied by Jivitindriya. You're saying that there's a difference.
Yes. Because the living one.
But that difference is known through what?
Because of Jivitindriya.
But how is it known? We cannot see Jivitindriya.
No, it does mean that all can be seen. Only one reality can be seen.
So when you're pointing out, for example, a dead body and a live body.
If there is no such female faculty or man faculty, who knows the appearance?
Right. And yet
but
the male and female cannot be seen.
Cannot be seen, but it's there as faculty of condition the rupa or with there to make the rupa different.
So it's, can we say it's known through?
Mind-o.
All
the other rupas which cannot be seen, so there are only one which can be seen. Three more. Three stages of enlightenment. Panya from Sotapanna and after Sotapanna up to the Arhata. Sotapatimaka is the first one. Anya tanyat sami tindriya.
That's the
Sotapanna maka only.
But then what about the Sakadagami and the
Anagami?
That's four. You said there are only three.
No, I mean stages from Sotapanna, Sotapattimagga, and the rest, and until Arahatamagga.
Just the three. Yeah, one in the middle, one in the Arahat.
Sorry, I didn't follow follow this through. What was that?
I think it means that the of those three, one is the Sotapatti Magga, and then the second one is
Sotapatti Pala, and
from that, so it was starting with Sotapatti Pala Citta, from there right up until becoming an arahat, and then the third one is the Magga Citta, the arahat.
And then obviously, so it doesn't include the Pala Citta of the arahat.
I don't understand. So what Sarah is saying sounds like we're saying that Sotapatti Pala Pala Citta,
the first stage,
and
the rest,
a few others, are one kind of Indra,
different level of Panya.
Sotapatti Magga Citta is one, and then Sotapatti
Pala
onwards is the next one.
The third one.
Yeah, onwards to
up until before becoming an arahat. So including Anagami, Pala Citta, for example,
and Magga,
and Magga.
And Pala.
That's and a strange third, classification, because obviously they're very different cittas, isn't it?
It's just like saying, and the first...
please have a look at the
three
indriya.
It can be known what will not be known before.
Yeah.
Sotapatta.
Anya Tanyasami Tindriya, of the 22.
And then the last one, the Arahat Magga.
Pala.
We have to look it up, yeah.
Very last one.
The very last one, the Pala Citta.
Ananya Tanyasami Tindriya. Anjinsi Ananyatan. So all together are the
22. Yeah. We're looking at the point about the indriyas, the 22 indriyas,
yeah.
And the last three indriyas. The first one, which actually refers to Sotapatti Magga Citta, and then the next one, that which hasn't been known before or something, and then the one in between, and then the last one.
But the Sotapatti Magga Citta is what I have come to know, what has not been known before. Yeah. And that goes on until Arahata Pala. And Arahata Pala Citta is the last one.
Pala is the last one.
Now mind the translation, huh? Whatever is written here. Organ of sight, organ of hearing, organ of smell, organ of taste, organ of touch, mental organ, Manindra, female organ, male organ, vital organ, life, Jivitindriya, sensation of displeasure, Dukhindriya, sensation of pleasure, Sukhindriya, sensation of dissatisfaction, sorrow. What is that? Domanasa.
Domanasa
Indriya. And Somanasa Indriya. Upeka Indriya. Upeka Indriya. Then faculty of faith is Saddha Indriya. Virya Indriya.
Sati Samadhi Panya Indriya.
The faculty of memory, why does it say?
Sati.
Must be Sati.
Sati.
Satindriya, Samadhi Indriya, Panya. And then there's faculty of I shall come to know that as yet unknown of learning, that is.
Anya,
yes. And then faculty of knowledge, of highest knowledge,
Anindriya.
Of having heard. And yeah, just. Fonts are not good. That's the 21st. And the last is faculty of one who has already come to know of perfect knowledge.
I'll read the explanation from CMA.
Among the faculties, it is explained that the faculty I will know the unknown is the knowledge of the path of stream entry. The faculty of one who has final knowledge is the knowledge of the fruit of arahatship. The faculty of final knowledge is the six intermediate kinds of supramundane knowledge. The life faculty is twofold, physical and mental. And then he explains.
For the kanda classified as near and far, I found it. It's in the Kanda Sutta in the Samyutta Nikaya. Whatever rupa is past, present, or future, internal, external, olarikam or subtle or gross, and also says dura and santika, which means near and far.
Mm-hmm. So what's the explanation? What is far and what is near?
What is far, what is near? I'll have to look up the commentary. It doesn't say this in the sutta, but it says whatever form it's the kind of form.
Too much to remember. That's why only 11 is enough.
What's the reference?
The reference is the Kanda Sutta Samyutta Nikaya. Maybe you remember the commentary explanation about
so many different explanation because this world and the other world and animal kingdom and human kingdom, what's subtle and what is gross and so on.
So hinam va panitam va. Hina and panita means
fine, refined, coarse.
So we know the objects experienced through the sense doors and the pasada rupas are gross and others are subtle.
Oh, akusla is coarse, see?
Okay.
And kusla, so on and on, stage by stage. Broad and long explanation, just to know that there are altogether 11. Reality, which is kanda, because it arises and falls away, so that which has passed is atita, and that which is now is pratyupanna, and that is future is anagata. At this moment, the kanda, the past, the present, and the future. And whether that which is past is coarse or yap or layet, refined, near or far, it's only just a moment of experience. And the explanation for that object, but not at moment of experiencing it, no idea. But the characteristic itself is far or near, comparing this life or the worldly people and the other world and so on. And feeling, the unpleasant feeling is gross. And the pleasant feeling is opposite. All reality is just many classifications by way of this and that.
And it says this is the meaning
of kanda, so no matter it's far, near, gross, subtle, this coarse, fine, each one is kanda because it arises and falls away. So whether it was in the past or present, or each one is kanda. So that's what it's meant by kanda.
was just handed.
And I'm not sure what it's from because it's just a page, but Indriya, literally belonging to Indriya, Indra. But it goes on, a root or source, that which is capable of producing or growing, as the eye is able to produce knowledge, as faith is able to bring forth good works. So I'm that, you, the eye being, well, it's not quite as finite as we've been talking, is it? What is it?
Can we say that it's the chief for seeing?
The chief for seeing, yes. The well, here it by. Says, it's a bit incorrect, as the eye is able to produce knowledge. Well, that's not strictly true, is it? Predominant power. The eye is predominant, for it exercises this predominance with regard to the arising of the jitta that knows visible things, being the common cause of all jittas of visible things, whereas each visible thing merely aids the arising of but one jitta.
From what book?
Pardon?
From what book?
Well, I don't know, you found it.
It's some, I think it's some Chinese source. No, wait, this is a different one. Abhidharma Moksha, I think it's Mahayana. I'll try to find another one.
What is the word for Indriya Pajya in English? Indriya Pajya. Indriya.
Pajya.
By the 24 condition.
By way of the conditions, what is Indriya Pajya?
Faculty condition. Yeah.
Faculty?
They say faculty in English.
Mm.
But
it doesn't cover everything.
No, that's it.
Faculty of what?
Well, the faculty of the eye base, for instance.
What about feeling?
Right, that's why the translation is not so very good. That one word that cannot cover all.
Okay, three more words that always cause difficulty, however many times I hear about them, and they are kaya sankara, vachi sankara, and chitta sankara. So we know that kaya karma refers to the chetana, which leads to karma through the body, but kaya sankara, we have two words, kaya and sankara, but actually it particularly refers in the text to breath which maintains the body, and because without breath there's no body to live in, so kaya refers to body. Sankara usually refers to conditioned, so it's that which is a condition for the body, the physical body, the rupas, to continue. So it's referring to breath. But it's the many things, many aspects that are necessary for the rupas to continue, like jivitindriya, or so why in particular is it referring to breath?
Breath is conditioned by what?
Chitta.
Mm-hmm.
So why?
Without chitta, there's no breath.
Without chitta, there's no breath. So kaya sankara refers to breath because it depends on chitta. And then I just do the other ones and then come back to it. And vachi karma refers to chetana, which leads to karma through speech. Vachi sankara refers, I know, specifically to vitaka and vichara, And it's said that without vitakka and vichara, there cannot be speech. But not just vitakka and vichara, without citta, without chetana, without many chetasikas, there cannot be. So why specifically does it refer to vitakka and vichara?
Proximate cause.
Proximate cause. Okay, because of thinking.
Because you see that without, we don't have to think about whether with our vedana or with our sanya, but with our vitakka, which thinks.
Thinks. Without thinking, there can't be any speech. Right. And manokarma refers, as we know, to the chetana, which leads to good or bad karma through the mind, or citta sankhara refers to all the chetasikas, also referred to, also called manosankhara in some contexts, all the conditions, all the chetas which condition that moment. Without the citta seekers, citta cannot be manokarma, so there can't be any karma through the mind, or without citta seekers supporting the citta. But one could say that about kaya karma and vachika karma, that there couldn't be any karma through those doorways without citta seekers supporting manokarma. So why does citta sankhara specifically referred to the all the citta seekers?
All citta seekers condition citta.
Just that.
Without patsa.
Yes. But why particularly in the case of manokarma? Because also in
manokarma must be chetana.
Must be chetana, but also
sankhara.
Kaya karma and vajikarma also chetana, but only in the case of in citta sankhara is it referring to the
which
citta seekers, which
dhavi.
Through the mind or
thinking,
because of all the thinking. It's a very difficult area.
I think that when we understand reality from very little but very firm understanding, when we hear any word, we can understand different aspects. Yeah. When talking about the indriya, we know why. When we're talking about kammapaccaya, another understanding. Yeah. So it depends on understanding, no matter if it's divided. Yes, in what way?
Maybe through the body and the speech. The point is that the point being made is that it's citta that conditions body karma through body and speech. Whereas when through the mind door, there's no other reference, so it has to say chetasikas condition the mind door. Whereas the citta conditioning body and speech includes the chetasikas.
Well, the one through the body, it's stressing that it has to be breath in particular as conditioned by citta, which conditions those, the rupas of the body. There can't be any karma through the body without breath, maintaining the body. And the one that vachikama through speech, it's stressing that there has to be vitakka and vichara. That's easier to follow because of the vitakka or the thinking. There is the speech. And then the last one through the mind, or it's stressing that there have to be the chetasikas, because without the chetasikas there can't be citta.
Sometimes it's point out to sanya and vedana.
Sometimes it's
sanya and vedana. Sanya, vedanitta, nirodha, samabhati.
And because
no sanya and no vedana, because of no citta.
Right, okay. So it's stressing the sanya and the vedana and other chetasikas, any?
As long as there's understanding. Mm.
Okay, because when there is
no sanya, no vedana, no citta at all, like in Nirodha Samapatti.
And that similar subject is kaya kamma, vachi kamma, mano kamma, see? Different from kamma and sankhara.
Kamma, vachi kamma, mano kamma, referring to the chaitana conditioning deeds or speech or karma that can bring its result through the mind only when it's thought about and planned and so on, as compared to the sankhara. What is the meaning of sankhara here in kaya sankhara, vachi sankhara, mano sankhara?
That which conditions kaya to live on, to stay on.
I see, that which conditions the kaya, that which conditions the speech, that which conditions the mind to live on. Okay, that's all.
Actually, that helps.
When one just realizes it's just stressing that which conditions the body, that which conditions the speech, that which conditions the mind. Yeah, the citta. That makes
and
it easier.
Another way to point out the relation between citta and cittasikas, because actually the breath is conditioned by citta, but no one knows that it's conditioned by citta.
Citta.
So okay. When there's no breath, it means death.
No citta. Present.
Yeah. So the breath is the sankhara for gaya, conditioned for sanya.
But here the Gaya, is it just referring to rupas or also chetasikas? Only
and
rupas.
About vachi, sankhara. See, when we talk different ways, like, kama and vachi.
Yeah.
It depends on the approach to distinguish the three. I think breath, to show that without breath there's no life, no movement through body. And without thinking, without kavichara, there's no speech.
Right.
And
without
mind,
no citta, like in Nirodha.
Yeah, I think
that's clear. Yeah.
Have you found out the three words? Ananya Tanyasa Midinariya Ananyata Vinsi and Anjinsi.
I'll follow it up later on Saturday.
I think Jonathan had those three words when he was reading about the Indriyas, didn't you? From CMA.
Well, we were just talking about some meditation. We, Alberto and I, we went to before, and then they started with Anapanasati, and Anjita was just commenting that Anapanasati is the most difficult technique in terms of the jhana, right? So in terms of concentration, that's the most difficult technique because it's conditioned by citta. It's not just purely paying attention the flow of the air in this area. So really I didn't have any question to ask. So
that's correct though, isn't it, that the Anapanasati, because I've heard it said in my yoga classes when you sit and do breathing they say Anapanasati.
No sati.
What do you mean, no sati?
No sati of breath.
No sati of breath, of breath that's conditioned by citta. Mm.
So it's not anapanasati at all?
No. Well, that's what I said to Vincent, that anapanasati is the most, having breath as object, it's the most subtle of all the objects.
Actually, by conditions.
By conditions.
And I would like to know, Vincent, why you call it a technique
When you say it's the most difficult of the techniques.
Because in that meditation camp, it's considered a tool. It's considered a tool to help the mind get calmed down so the attention get sharper to pay to the body feeling. That's the what they call technique as a tool.
We were just reviewing our wrong views of the past, so we were exchanging memories, old memories about wrong practice. And that's all. We weren't thinking about that. At the time, we weren't doing anapanasati, but we would call it anapanasati.
So what is wrong?
Everything.
Without understanding. Mm-hmm. Taking that which is akusala for sati. Mm-hmm. No understanding.
But I have a question. You were suggesting that anapanasati is the object of anapanasati is the most difficult, but then I heard him refer to the practice of samatha, the samatha development. So are we talking about the same thing? The subtle, the citta, that special rupa? Because that's not the object of samatha meditation. The object of samatha meditation is the concept of breath, not that rupa, that special rupa.
Former discussion that Achan was specifically saying that breath is conditioned by jitta, and I may have heard incorrectly, but that's what's taken as the meditation subject or the object, or and you're saying no, that's not the case.
Is samatha easy?
But is the object the actual rupa that's conditioned by chitta of samatha? It is?
It's vipassana.
So when we're talking about the reality, that particular rupa conditioned by chitta, yeah, that's the object of vipassana. When it's the object of samatha, it has to be the wise consideration, the wise reflection from the understanding of what is calm and how that reflection on that object can condition calm. So it's not the reality. But my question to Vincent was, I know that what you and Alberto was talking about was old practices in the past that you know are wrong, but you're still referring to development of samatha of various objects as different techniques. So I'm wondering why you are thinking of development of samatha with breath as object or anything as object as a technique.
As Alberto just explained, we will share, exchange what we were doing before, but now, sure, it's by condition. It has to be natural. It's not something we can have the idea, I can practice.
Because the development of samatha, no matter whether breath is the object or death or any object,
right,
it's not a technique of any kind.
Yes.
Yeah. And Achan, of the different objects of samatha practice, it's just a matter of accumulations, isn't it? There's not one more hard than the other. It's just what accumulations for what.
But that is not known as my accumulation. Because no understanding of reality.
Right. But you were asking earlier whether it's easy to have samatha meditation.
Because people think that just concentrate on breath and then it's samatha. But it's not.
It's understanding.
No understanding at all.
It has to understanding the chitta that is calm.
When the moment of developing samatha is conditioned by understanding what?
In the chitta and how the object
conditions calm, understanding what is the difference between calm and not calm. What is it?
Just the understanding of the danger of lopa, attachment to sensuous object, conditions such thinking of developing samatha away from the sensuous object. It's not just wanting to. There is no understanding of the danger of the sensuous object at all.
And some people will find the earth kasina as conditioning calm. Some will find the fire kasina as conditioning. Some will find breath as conditioning calm.
By their own condition.
By their own accumulations.
But they don't know.
But they don't know, and you can't say one is easier than another, or one is more
samatha
difficult.
Samatha is not easy.
And all are
all
equally,
samadhas.
Equally difficult.
Yeah. But you see that for the breath, it's the object of the Buddha and those arahata, mahapurusa. Because now visible object appears, sound appears.
Even that, it's of Buddha and Mahapurusa, we're talking about breath as subject of vipassana.
Yes, but for the development of samatha, it's quite difficult because they concentrate on breath and is their breath to be object of concentration now?
Even earth kasina, there's no hardness to be conditioned for calm.
I think it explains in the Visuddhimagga that the reason it's difficult is that it gets more subtle as the development of samatha progresses.
What is more progress? Subtle?
Breath.
The breath. It doesn't appear. In other words, it doesn't appear so readily as samatha is further and further developed. That's what I understand it to mean.
Because the actual breath is not does not appear now.
Right, but even the conventional breath gets more and more subtle as
but
samatha is developed.
Conventional breath is that one takes for object of samatha.
Yes.
So it depends, because
right.
Many people think about breath.
Yes.
Not other object, because what about earth, this,
right,
and
right.
Colour this?
Whereas with the earth kasina, for example, the image of the kasina is there and gets brighter and more firmly fixed. So it's the opposite.
It's different.
Hmm.
Do you want to read out the...
You want to explain what I'm reading?
Okay, about the indriyas and the last three indriyas and the Pali terms which Ajahn asked about.
The faculty, I will know the unknown, is the knowledge of the path of stream entry.
In the Pali terms.
Yes, I have to switch a little bit. Let me see. Sota patimagganyanan.
Could you please say sota?
Pati.
Pati, yes.
Magga.
Yep.
Anyanan. Mm-hmm. Anyanang.
Mm-hmm.
Anyanang.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Knowledge of
the faculty, I will know the unknown.
That's sotapatti.
And the Pali term is ananyatanyatsami
tindriya. Yeah, the Pali term. Right, sorry.
Yes, that's what we want.
Anyana.
Ananya.
Ananya.
Tanya.
Nyasa. Mitinriyang. I'll spell it.
Yeah, please.
Or I'll give it to you afterwards.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you afterwards.
Yeah,
right. So that's number 20. The faculty of one who has final knowledge, I think that's 22, is the knowledge of the fruit of arahatship. The faculty of final knowledge, I think that's...
The Pali term, please.
I haven't got the Pali term that's pronounced in a way that's pronunciable. Okay.
There are two words, anjinsi and ananyatin.
Right. So the first one I mentioned was the one you said. The second one was anyata vindriyang. So that is
anyata vindriya.
The faculty of one who has final knowledge. And that says it's the knowledge of the fruit of arahatship.
The last one.
The last one is anindriyani. Sorry. The faculty of final knowledge is the six intermediate kinds of supramundane knowledge.
I don't know that.
I think you're saying one. You're talking about the last first.
Well, that's the order they give it.
That's what I said.
That's what they gave.
It's number 22, 21.
That's how they do it. And so the last one that they mention is the what they call the six intermediate knowledges. So that is the Sotapatti, Pala, Citta, the Sakadagami, Magga,
the middle one, or
the middle one.
The last one he talked about, because they changed the order. They changed the order. So then it refers to...
They are dealing with them in a different order to what they're given.
Different order.
Same.
What is anya tanyat? No. Anjinsi. What is anjinsi?
That is the last one, okay.
We have to know the meaning.
The order given is anyanatanyasamitrindiyam.
The first one.
The second one is anyindriyam.
Yes.
And the third one is
anyatavindriyam.
But the explanation, instead of 1, 2, and 3, they say 1, 3, 2.
It's just to explain it's the first and the last and then the second one, all those in between, so just for easier of the explanation.
Not the order of enlightenment.
The explanation in the right order then, Ajahn. The faculty, I will know the unknown.
It should be, I have known instead of I will know. For the first one.
First one.
The first one should be, I have known, instead of, I will know.
I have not known.
I see.
The first one, I will know the unknown, is knowledge of the path of stream entry.
I have not known.
I have known that which isn't known before.
Second one, the faculty of final knowledge.
So is this commentary or what?
This is translation of the actual Abhidhamma Sangha. This is the actual translation,
not
the commentary. So the second one is the six intermediate kinds of supramundane knowledge, that is, between stream entry and fruit of arahatship. And the third one is the fruit of arahatship.
Different order.
I changed the order so that it follows the...
The last one is arahatship.
Yeah, fruit of arahatship.
Fruit of arahatship.
Fruit of arahatship. Mm-hmm. And the one in between is all the knowledge is between path of stream entry, Sotapatimagga, and arahatapala.
Yeah.
Six.
Right, because there are eight altogether. So six.
The first one and the last one and the six in between.
Yes. Anne's question, it comes in two parts. What about Sati Sampajanya? Is Sati Sampajanya included in the three Sampajanyas that have been discussed? What is it, and is it included in the three Sampajanyas?
Depends. because they can have anything as object at any time. Even at moment of thinking about it's time for lunch, there can be sati.
So which of the three would it be included in?
For example, when we talk about the right object, it is the right object of sati sampajanya or satipatthana, and when we talk about asamoha, the citta without ignorance, it is the right understanding of the reality. And at those moments, we can also say it is sapaya, it is what is suitable for that citta to understand. And we can also talk about satika, the benefit of understanding at that very moment. So actually, if we're talking about sati sampajanya, or the right understanding of reality of satipatthana, it includes all four sampajanyas.
For example, if one knows that anything can be object of satipatthana, right? Khojra, sampajanya, and Sariputta say that three characteristics are the object of satipatthana. Okay? Any right words are right.
The three characteristics.
Dukkang, anicchang, anatta is khojra sampajanya. It's sampajanya. It's sampajanya for understanding.
Can we say that sati sampajanya refers to a specific citta?
Whatever arises falls away. So instead of saying anything now and here can be object of satipatthana,
right.
It depends on whether we're talking about that which arises and falls.
Yes.
That's with. Has three characteristics, depending on who says.
You said it's time for lunch, and even so,
there can
but
be.
That's conventional thinking.
No reality.
Yes, also.
So the reality at that moment is object of satipatthana.
The thinking of lunch.
It can be cetasika, it can be citta, it can be whatever,
yes.
Right then. No selection.
Any reality, any time at all.
But when it's time for lunch, I'm thinking in a conventional way.
It's time for lunch, it's moment of thinking, or feeling, or
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Loba, anything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very good. Very good. Yeah.
My pleasure.
For all these days. Yes.
Okay.